Saturday at Royal Randwick was a big day for local trainer Brett Kavanagh. He joins me for a quick word this morning. Brett, are you still pumped after It's Me came home with a fantastic burst at the end there?
I think I'll be pumped for quite a while.
There was a bit of a health issue with her to start with too, wasn't there?
Yeah, look, she just had a bit of a cough and a bit of phlegm came up and we were just concerned. So we called the vets in and scoped her and it was no major problem. It was just something that we had to treat and moved on really quick and got the job done.
How confident were you before the race that she'd be able to put on a good show?
I thought if she was 100% that she would win, probably win easier than what she did. And I think that probably come back to the run that she had through the race, where she was like she was in traffic and just couldn't get clear air to let down and show a turn of foot. So she just had to wait a while to get out. And she only got out in the nick of time too.
So were you hoping she would be better placed, like a bit further back, to be able to come from behind? What was the tactics before the race?
I pretty much left him an open book because he's done a good job on her, but he's been riding her a little bit cocky. I'd say he just goes back and sits three deep on her and comes around him and wins. And obviously he knew he was way up in grade and he needed a more conservative ride. So, he just took all the shortcuts there was, and I think he was waiting for a shortcut to open up on the inside for horses to part and he could get a run through the middle, but that never happened. Those old horses, they stayed on a true line and they never moved and never opened up in front of him, so therefore he had to shove a couple out of the road and get to the outside, and that took a bit of work.
Oh, it's a great work in the end. 4 from 4. What's next for It's Me?
No, not too sure. She's going to have an easy couple of days and we'll get her head around it later in the week. But yeah, no, there's a spring carnival in Melbourne about to kick into gear full bore, and there's good racing in Sydney. The Golden Eagle's a $4 million race for 4-year-olds, so there's a couple of lures out there for us, but her health is that'll come first.
Absolutely, and I'm sure everybody around the Hunter will be throwing a couple of dollars on the next time It's Me goes round. Once again, Brett Kavanagh, congratulations on winning the Kosciuszko.
Thank you very much.